Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 NAR Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, HR Approved 52 Ways to Inform Coworkers. They're Stupid by Upgraded Books positions itself as a humorous office survival guide built around a familiar workplace dilemma: how to respond when a colleague makes an obvious mistake, misses the point, or repeats an error that creates more work for everyone else. Framed as HR-friendly, the book leans on the idea that most professionals cannot say what they really think, yet still need language that protects relationships and reputations. Instead of pushing readers toward open confrontation, it emphasizes indirect, professional phrasing, safer feedback habits, and situational awareness, so corrections land without sounding insulting. The premise is intentionally blunt, but the intended takeaway is more practical than cruel: reduce friction, keep communication clean, and move work forward. As part of an office survival series, it also plays into the comedy of corporate life while offering a toolkit of ready-to-use responses, reminders, and reframes that aim to help readers stay composed, credible, and employed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning blunt reactions into professionally safe language. A core idea behind the book is translation, converting an emotional, unfiltered reaction into words that remain useful and defensible in a workplace setting. The title signals what people feel in the moment, but the HR-approved framing suggests the practical goal is to correct errors without creating a hostile environment or leaving a paper trail that can be used against you. This topic centers on how to replace accusations with neutral observations and how to shift from judging a person to addressing an outcome. Readers are guided toward language that focuses on facts, requirements, and next steps, such as clarifying expectations, requesting sources, or asking for a quick walkthrough of reasoning. The value is not just sounding polite, but reducing ambiguity so the team can converge on what correct looks like. Done well, this approach helps prevent defensiveness and avoids escalation, especially in email and chat where tone is easily misread. It also supports consistency. When you use repeatable professional phrases, you can deliver corrections faster, stay calmer, and protect your reputation as someone who is direct yet respectful. Secondly, feedback tactics that correct mistakes without triggering conflict. Another major topic is the mechanics of giving feedback in a way that maintains working relationships. The book's comedic framing implies a real need. People often avoid correcting coworkers because they fear drama, retaliation, or being labeled difficult. This section is best understood as a toolkit of tactics for choosing the right feedback channel, timing, and intensity. Private versus public correction matters, as does whether a quick nudge is enough or a more structured conversation is required. It also highlights how to ask questions that lead others to self-correct, which can preserve dignity and reduce pushback. Tactics may include using the shared goal as an anchor, referencing standards or prior decisions, and proposing a small experiment to validate an assumption. There is also an implied emphasis on separating intent from impact, since many office mistakes come from overload or unclear instructions rather than incompetence. The overall message is to keep the focus on outcomes and collaboration, so you can fix the problem while minimizing emotional cost. In practical terms, these tactics help readers conserve energy and keep projects moving. Thirdly, boundary setting and self-protection in everyday collaboration, beyond word choice. The book points towards self-protection strategies that help readers avoid becoming the default fixer for recurring issues. When a coworker repeatedly makes preventable mistakes, the hidden risk is not only frustration, but also workload creep, missed deadlines, and reduced visibility for your own contributions. This topic focuses on setting boundaries with professionalism, documenting decisions, confirming requirements, and clarifying who owns what before work begins. It also involves redirecting responsibility back to the appropriate person through supportive language that still establishes limits. Examples include asking for written confirmation, proposing checklists, or requesting that someone else sign off on a deliverable before it reaches you. These behaviors are HR safe because they are framed as process improvements rather than personal attacks. They also reduce blame games by creating a shared record of expectations. The benefit is long-term resilience. You spend less time cleaning up avoidable errors and more time on high-value work. This approach is especially relevant in matrix organizations where accountability is diffuse and miscommunication is common. Fourthly, de-escalating tension with humor, tact, and strategic framing. The office survival angle implies that social skill is often as important as technical accuracy. A key topic is de-escalation, how to lower the temperature when communication becomes strained without surrendering your point. The book's comedic premise suggests using lightness carefully, not to mock, but to create space for correction. Humor can be risky in professional settings, so the practical lesson is to rely on tact and framing that signals goodwill. This includes acknowledging constraints, offering help without taking over, and using language that assumes competence while still identifying gaps. Strategic framing might involve presenting a correction as alignment, such as ensuring the team is on the same page, or as risk management, such as preventing downstream rework. It can also involve choosing softer openings that make it easier for the other person to engage, then transitioning to specifics and solutions. These methods are particularly useful in cross-functional work where status differences, competing priorities, and cultural norms influence how messages land. Effective de-escalation helps preserve collaboration, reduces rumor and resentment, and keeps the focus on delivering results. Lastly, building a reputation for clear communication and constructive leadership. While the title sounds adversarial, the underlying opportunity is reputational. Professionals who can correct errors calmly and clearly often become trusted partners and informal leaders. This topic highlights how consistent communication habits can signal competence, maturity, and reliability. Instead of venting, the reader is encouraged to adopt phrasing that demonstrates problem-solving, naming the issue, explaining the impact, proposing an option, and confirming agreement on next steps. Over time, this pattern helps others anticipate your approach and reduces confusion. It also supports upward management, since leaders value people who identify risks early and bring solutions rather than complaints. Another reputational advantage is emotional control. When you respond to frustrating situations with measured language, you are less likely to be seen as reactive or unprofessional. That perception matters for promotions, performance reviews, and high-visibility projects. The book's list-driven structure can be used as practice, helping readers internalize templates that work across situations. The broader takeaway is that what feels like survival can become leadership training, turning everyday irritations into chances to communicate with authority and empathy. In conclusion, this book best fits readers who regularly work in teams and feel drained by unclear thinking, repeated mistakes, or careless communication in the office. It is especially useful for early career professionals learning corporate norms, managers who must correct performance without alienating staff, and any remote or hybrid worker who needs safer phrasing in email and chat. The benefit is practical. Having ready language patterns reduces stress in the moment, helps you address problems faster, and lowers the risk of conflicts that damage relationships or invite HR scrutiny. It can also improve your career trajectory by strengthening your reputation as someone who is direct, composed, and solutions-oriented rather than sarcastic or dismissive. Compared to many communication and leadership books that focus on broad frameworks, this title leans into specificity and repeatability, offering a quick reference-style approach that is easy to apply during real workdays. If you want an office survival guide that blends humor with usable professionalism, it can be worth buying for the convenience of having multiple phrasing options and situational cues in one place. If you would like to support Upgraded Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.